I know I've been thinking about Melania and porn stars. I've never thought more about porn stars than in this past week because I've never been a porn watcher or anything. Like, just not into it. Didn't even know who the Stormy Daniels girl was. Didn't even know. I learned through comedy what was really happening. And then I realized that that's how we in San Francisco, we can do our part and we can overtake the presidency. And what we need to do is we need an army of porn stars. And so what I need is some sex workers from kink.com. We're going to get together and it's going to be like a sting operation, like a massive sting operation, like 50 undercover porn stars with like cameras. And they're all like, yeah. And they all go up to the president. I want to suck your dick. And they've got like a camera. And they're like, tell me about all the bad things you've done. And then they all, wouldn't it be fun? We could compile all the footage together. But the whole point would be that there would be army of porn stars. It's going to be like a new, kink.com will become a 501c3 political party. It'll be really exciting. It'll be like, sex workers finally did something. I mean, besides working for everybody and sucking other dicks and everything. Sex workers are great. I mean, anyway, okay. I don't want to disparage any sex workers in the making of this joke, honestly. Your next comedian, I learned so much this week in an interview with him, and some call me Tim. He's so philosophical. He taught me that, like, I asked him about higher powers, and he was like, yeah, there's higher powers, like, gravity's a higher power, and, like, radiation's a higher power. And, like, fucking thinking about it, he's exactly right. Like, explain that shit. That's magic, or we could call it God. Up a trans together, everybody, for Keith D'Souza!
Yeah, all right, good to be here on the Hell Hat. Sounds like an AC/DC song, doesn't it? Hell Hat. Louis C.K. was right. What the fuck? Do you care about the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival? That's literally what this says. I got a story about the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. The first year of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival, Pam, I see Pam at a mic here. She goes, hey, you know, we're doing a comedy festival here at Mutiny Radio. You should apply to it. I'm like, you know, I've known Pam 5-6 years at this point. Like, do I really need to apply to it, Pam? Can we, you know, you've seen my set before, you know. She's like, no, everyone has to apply. I'm like, all right, yeah, this is just a formality, right? So I go to the website, I apply to be a comedian in the Mutiny Radio, the first ever Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. Cut to a month later, I get a rejection email from the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. It's like, my ego doesn't need that. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends of mine who are on TV, and I'm getting rejected from a comedy festival I didn't even know existed. You know what I mean? So yeah, I do care about the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. And someday, goddammit, I'm gonna be on it. All right. School shootings, what the fuck, man? Which is worse, Emoji Movie or Sausage Party? I like Sausage Party. I'm a sucker for Seth Rogen. I got his phone number. Yeah. You want to call him? Put it on the old speakerphone here. Let's see, where is it? And Emoji Movies, by the way. If you're a dude, don't send emoji. My fucking iPhone recommends emojis. It's like, I'm not a prepubescent girl here. I'm trying to get laid. Because that's a turnoff, right? As a woman, you get a...
Where's the sound come from?
Oh, right.
A fucking genius over here.
Who's the one with Seth Rogen's phone number, all right?
Oh, my God!
Hey, Seth Rogen, it's Keith D, man. We're at the Mutiny Radio Show. Call us back, all right? You'll be a caller, all right? That guy fucking never answers his phone. Dipping in the hell hat. My favorite song right now, is Hell Hat by AC/DC. Talking about that hell hat. Da, da, da. We gonna trim all that fat. Da, da. That sounds like an AC/DC song, right? My favorite cuss. C-U-S-S, cuss. That's a good question, isn't it? The N-word. The C-word. What is the best? I would say cock smoker. That's my go-to. Some may say it's homophobic. I think it brings an imagery. Actually smoking a cock, you know? You got cum smoke just coming out of your mouth. My cat is better than your mom. How was that? How was that? Background toilet. God forbid anybody has to take a shit. You know what I mean? Everybody's gonna know it. My cat is better than your mom. I didn't come out of that pussy, all right? Oh, go fuck yourself. Hey, what, you know those people? There were like 3 people who came in here. Did you know them? Yeah. They were your friends. Yeah. And then they, what? I didn't know we had to pay to be here, right? No, they couldn't drink. Goddamn pigs, all right? You guys aren't undercover cops, are you? Are there any undercover cops here? You gotta tell me if you are. We can't drink here because an undercover cop came here one time. And now we're losing fucking audience members. This place would be full. And now it's at 40% capacity. Cat is better than your mom. You know what? If your mom is an undercover cop, that, get him fucking spayed, okay? Don't spread that demon semen. This is not even English. Plus, okay. I can't read Sanskrit, goddammit. I'll read the back of it. Ever tried it? Thomas muttered, smiling. You couldn't swim until you were. That's it. I didn't write it. I didn't write that, all right? Am I picking too many, fam?
No, you're perfect.
There's enough, right? Oh, there's plenty. Look at all these here. Why is bowling a sport? Because fat, drunk people need to feel like they're an athlete sometimes, all right? So I can brag about my sporting accomplishments. You guys bowlers? What's your highest? What's the highest bowling score here? 173. Anybody beat that? No, fucking exactly. The LeBron James of amateur bowling, goddammit. Yeah. This isn't even what I'm good at. You should see me bowling. I'm getting pregnant, so you can all drop dead. I feel like there's a lot of, like, child theme ones here. Oh, welcome to Mutiny Radio. How's it going? It could be better? Jesus, give me a chance here, lady. You haven't even heard me tell a joke here. You know what this show is? The theme of this show, it's improv-based. So the last prompt I got, I'm getting pregnant, so you can all drop dead. Especially that fetus. You know what I'm saying? I'm pro-abortion here. Who's pro-abortion? Yeah. What, you're not? You're not? Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah. What makes you tick?
What makes me tick? Fucking TikTok clocks when I'm trying to sleep, all right? You're trying to sleep, you hear a clock every fucking second ticking. Oh, maybe I'm not. I should have been more creative, but you know. You're like, well, that's just the first thing you thought of. You fucking idiot. What makes you tick? Oh, the clock that ticks? You're just doing word association and trying to pass that off as quality entertainment? I pay $10 to be here, you fucking asshole. But I don't like them. I don't like tick clocks. Also police officers, all right? You know what is even worse than police dogs? That shit is animal cruelty, all right? The dog shouldn't be having to work. You're going to give a dog a job? That's a slave, all right? I could talk at length about that. What makes you tick? I could do my whole act. My stand-up comedy act is just shit that makes me tick. I'll tell you about school shootings. My favorite myth, that voting does anything. That's, you know, anytime you get hopeful about politics, oh man, that Bernie Sanders, he can actually change. No, he's not. That shit is never, how old are you? Shouldn't you know by now? Don't ever get your hopes behind the politics. Also, credit scores aren't a real number, all right? Credit scores are an imaginary fucking number. Oh, what, I can't buy a house or start a business? Oh, no, I was totally going to do that. Fuck you. I'm going for the world's lowest credit score. You know what I'm saying? Those creditors call you, just fuck with them. It's one of my joys in life. Last poll. Spill coffee on new white shirt. Yeah, spill coffee all over those whiteys, all right? Okay. All the coffee that those white shirts spilled on us all those years. Yeah, that's what's called a metaphor, you fucking people. Earlier with that TikTok clock thing, you're all, this guy's an idiot. Well, how about that? I created a metaphor for white shirts applying to race politics. Where were you when the white shirts spilled their coffee on our nation? Where were you when the Haynes Company espresso? Okay, all right. I had a good time. I had a wonderful time. Let's give it up for the troops. Come on, make some noise for troops.
Besting the hell hat. Your next comedian, he's one of my favorite old mans and my second favorite ginger. He's my first favorite ginger, obviously. Well, I like Max Eddie a lot right now. But and we've got Rolf Scar in the room, too. We have a lot of gingers today. Hey, your next comedian, he's also on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. Put your hands together for Matthew Quirk. Yay!
God damn it. Keith, I too was snubbed once by the Pamtastic Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival, and it left a scar on my soul. But you know, I'm not dwelling on it. Deep into the hat. What are you on a scale from 1 to 10?
Itch.
Well, I'm under 5'9", I know that, on a scale of 1 to 10. So I'm like half, I guess. Like a 5. I'm like a 5'5". Don't read too much into that. I mean, amongst gingers, I'm like a daddy. But then again, short guys, like among short guys, I gotta be like a 10 among short guys. But bald guys are like bald and virile guys. I'm just like losing a little bit. Not one of them. The best grilled cheese. I actually don't really eat a lot of grilled cheese, so I really have nothing to say on that. Left that for a funnier comic. Free, be truly free. There's a lot of feeling in that one. I feel one of the hippier people wrote that. Is this like an act out? Free, be truly free. Is that a commercial for one of those pills that you take? Maybe for anything, really. Bladder control, I guess. I'd like to be free, but I live in San Francisco. As you know, hell of expensive here. I'm not gonna fuck on it. Free, be truly free. I'm free from this microphone stand. Can you whistle? Who can whistle here? That was from our seafaring days when I used to roam the seven seas, catching cod. Those were the days. Not like you landlubbers, right? Did you eat Play-Doh or paste as a kid? Both. I mean, I grew up in the 70s. That stuff was like nutritious back then. It's totally edible. But my gut bacteria is like, can eat bones and just digest them. Who didn't eat Play-Doh and paste as a kid? You didn't? Girls didn't. The girls didn't. This is part of every boy's diet growing up. And it was Elmer's glue, not paste. I didn't eat paste. That's like classier stuff. I ate like the generic Joe six-pack Elmer's glue. Calcium, I think, is in that, actually. I gotta say, I don't actually recall the taste. It's probably pretty bland. I'm sure I just did it to impress a girl. Did it work? There's no possible health. The worst sound? Oh, God, I know the worst sound. See, I work in plumbing. And we were doing the stacks outside of an apartment building. Stack is like where all of your human effluence comes down and goes into the main sewer system underground. So it's this big pipe out of here. We were fixing it, right? Replacing it. We put signs on everyone's door. Hey, the plumbers are working here. You know, don't flush the toilet. We're working there. And we heard this gurgle that could have only meant one thing. And we were just trapped under there. I mean, not 100% trapped. Luckily, most plumbers are big dudes, but we were two slender gentlemen. So we just got like thin as a motherfucking, thinner than this thing. Just got as thin as fucking possible. And let that shit splash all over the place. And that guy ate a lot of burritos and did not chew. Yeah. So that was just like, hose it down and we're done for the day. Anyone got anything to compete with that? Anything? Nothing? Anyone's, what's in second place, right? That's the worst sound. The day you found Jesus. I never found Jesus. I found a motherfucking Jesus a bunch of times, though. I found hella Jesus's. See, I work in plumbing. It's construction. There's a lot of... Which always made me wonder about Trump. Like, he claimed to work in construction, and then he's like, you know, those Mexicans. And, like, who the fucking construction makes fun of the Aztecs and the fucking Mayans, right? I mean, he obviously never been to a job site because there's a lot of fucking Mexicans there. Are you afraid of heights? Yeah, I'm totally afraid of heights. Who isn't? You're not afraid of heights? What do you do, roofing? Are you like Rosie the Riveter doing skyscrapers or something? You're just not afraid of heights at a desk job. That's like a marketable skill. VR? That's VR. I'm talking about heights where you could actually fall and break your ass. Where you get all that vertigo and shit. Heights. Yeah, so it's a good thing I was short, right? Afraid of heights. If I was tall, I'd be falling all the time. Is that why tall people fall all the time? Fall a lot. I do not trust skinny cooks. I don't believe in that. How's that supposed to be funny? Not trust skinny cooks. That seems valid. Right? They get exercise or they have metabolisms or something. They don't have to be fat. Are you guys like that? Are you guys sizists? All judgy because the cook's not fat? Or be true to yourself. My pants are too tight. Hell no, man. I don't like tight pants, skinny jeans, all that shit. I don't get it. How do you move around? It makes my package look bigger? Honey, I'm up here. I'm up here. Makes my package look bigger. It would scrunch it all up. And I need generous use of pocket. Like skinny jeans, no way. I used to have a fanny pack so I could carry stuff around it, but the zipper broke. I was famous for my fanny pack. Renowned, even. And now without that, I got to carry everything in my pocket, so skinny jeans are just out. That's a pull. This one has an emoji on it. My friend Totoro. Is that like a... Totoro. So more Japanese. Totoro. So I'm not into this shit, man. I grew up when, like, Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Mel Blanc, exactly. Yosemite Sam. People have accused me of being Yosemite Sam, by the way. They said that. I used to play on this rugby team, and when I would get fiery sometimes. And then to make fun of me, they would go like I was being the most angry thing possible. Like, yeah, Maddie, I'm all mad. That's my cartoon reference. I don't know, no. Totoro. All right, that's it for me, Mutiny Radio. Sayonara.
Does not know who my friend Totoro is. All right, I learned things. It's this big fluffy thing, and there's this little girl, and their mom is sick, and it's a really good movie. And it's a big fuzzy creature that's like better than a cat. And there's a cat bus in that movie. The cat bus is the best part of that. We'll watch it sometime. We'll show it on the wall there. It'll be excited. Your next comedian, I'm excited to see what she does with the Hell Hat. Put your hands together, everybody, for Jean Yee.
Something about me that screams death metal. Actually, was that death metal? FC would know. You seem to know everything. No. Were you the one who knew what Totoro was? Yeah. So a creature, a cartoon creature that showed emotion, like an emoji, right, Sam? Pam, that was really weird. Must be the contact high that I got from just touching the edible that I allegedly was paid in. So I regret not applying to the really, but I hear you get rejected the first year. So maybe. Oh no. The worst thing about SF now. How am I supposed to make that funny? Maybe if I just stand here awkwardly and not say The worst thing about SF now is that I was mistaken for a Tinder date today. I was. I was at an open mic before this, and a guy walks into the bar and he's like, "Are you Jessa?" I'm like, "No." And he kind of snorts and keeps walking. And I was like, "I could be a Jessa." Like, it's possible. And then he walks to the other Asian in the bar. And she was Jessa. And then they sat in the front row. And then I tried to make fun of them. And it didn't work out very well. So now I'm here. Not real. You would never. How many years? 2 years, okay. 1 year.
12, 15 years.
What kind of animal is this? How did you know that? Do you know your furs? No, I'm just like threatening you with it. Is that okay to do here? I'm not sure if it's a. It'd be worse if I had like a beer because then the undercover cops would like get us. But
Yeah.
How's that for improvisational comedy, guys? I'm just avoiding this because now I'm afraid of it. What I wish my nickname was. My nickname actually is. My parents, when I got to kindergarten, decided white people cannot handle your Chinese name, Shiznit. So they decided to name me Jane. First day of school, dad fills out the form, spells Jane wrong. 30 years later, still Jean. But like messing up my name for my entire life, meh. That's okay. It could have been serious. Like, I'm really allergic to penicillin. My throat swells up. I can't breathe. Why is that so funny, Mr. Cashbox? There's always one person in the audience who like, oh, you guys, that was not improvisational. That's okay, though. I got to get laughs somehow. So there's always one person who thinks that, like, my deathly allergy to penicillin is funny. It is kind of funny. That's the worst thing about SF, my allergy to penicillin. My throat swells up and I can't breathe. More importantly, I can't eat chocolate, men, or edibles. So, like, what if I had to go to the hospital? Oh, good timing, dude. Okay, I'm the only one who thought that was good timing. So, what if I had to go to the hospital and my dad had to fill out the form allergic to penicillin? I'd get to the operating room. The doctor would be like, wait, clear the room of pencils. No? Penicillin pencils? No? No? Damn it. The best joke is the one you have to explain. Let's get Jen on the operating table. Use the short table. She's 2'5". And while you're at it, can you give her the white people eyelids? The entire spectrum. Pam laughs and you sigh. Okay, let's move away from eyelids, you guys. Eyelids works outside of San Francisco. Oh my God, did you empty the cash bucket? Grease my hand later and try to. The scariest robot future sequence. I Nah. Was it RoboCop? What do you want to change about yourself? Oh, I'm always like, you know, I could lose like 35 pounds. No. No, like, I think I don't have terrible self-esteem. I think I'm okay. I'm like a 4, let's be honest. 4.26 if you count my honors classes. But I do have a vajayjay. It's always fun to watch reactions to this. That's the second slow clap I've gotten for that one. Slow clap vajayjay. So sometimes I have to bat away a dick. Mostly figuratively. But like, I'm a 4. Can you imagine being a 10? Be like working the speed bag at a boxing gym. Well, hello, welcome. Hi, you guys just missed my dick joke. That's okay, plenty more to come. Oh, great. Yeah, this is what I think when my mom talks to me. Aw, you guys, I just moved back from Hong Kong. I grew up somewhere much more glamorous, Fremont. I just moved in with my mom. My mom likes to tell me the best thing. She's like, when you were a kid, so ugly. He's like, she, and this is true. This is all true, you guys. Comedy is tragedy plus time or not enough time. So he's like, so ugly. You're dark skinned. Oh, racist Chinese. Okay. Dark skinned, skinny, and so dry. So I was dark skinned, skinny, and dry. Like, what did she want? A light skinned, fat, moist kid? Okay, to say now, you look normal. Almost. Yeah, she does that. She's like, thank God you turned out kind of normal. Like, you were such an ugly kid. Oh, great. Thanks, Mom. She also likes to say, what does she say? I'm a teacher. Hashtag failed Asian. And I used to have favored child status, like, between me and my brother. I used to be, like, Canada. Now I'm, like, North Korea. Like, full of hot air, probably need an updated haircut. But my mom, like, she's like, but your brother, real Asian, work for tech company. And so tall, 5'4". La. There's someone who really likes that one back there. Which app do I need to delete? Tinder, because I'm not Jessa. Fuck that bitch. Want to know every thought I had today? No. Don't want to know every thought that I had today. Did I have any fun thoughts today? Nope. Thank God. Oh, this is a great one, Pam. Live, laugh, and love. And let that show you that Pam is in writing, has a master's in creative writing. Is that alliteration? Do you see that, bitches? Live, laugh, and love. Don't fuck with this woman. Have a nice night, MG.
I actually wrote that one down to make fun of those people. I was hoping that someone would be like, live, laugh, love. Fuck that fucking book. That woman does just, I'm 40 and I'm going to go figure out my life in Italy and then in India and wherever else the fuck she went because she had money. Fuck you. Go to India. God, I can't even afford to go to Daly City on the BART. That's like $6. Come to my open mic in Daly City. Fuck you. I don't have $6. I'm... They give you this a 50-cent now thing on the card. You swipe the card, and now you got to get... They're like, we want to track you on that weird little clipper card, so don't use these... Maybe it has something to do with that universe. I don't know. Maybe those little BART cards are ruining the environment, and it's like all this weird magnetic stuff. Your next comedian will know, because he works for Greenpeace. And I don't know what... I don't even know what the bad things in the world are. But we're going to find out. He's a hilarious guy. You guys are going to love him. Put your hands together for Rolf Skaar.
Thank you, Pam. My God, the hat. It's like a fucked up stoner Trivial Pursuit game or something. You ever played the old school one? I like the old blue one. All the rest of the versions after that, the Trivial Pursuit, no way. I was looking for the Science and Nature because I'm good at that. Come on, give me a green. Give me a green. Something about frogs. I can nail it. All right, this is going to be my favorite nonsense word. Oh, okay. My favorite nonsense word. I made one up. It's bullshit and malarkey put together. I call it bullarkey. Because I think it's like a double hit when I hear something that's stupid. I say, that's a bunch of bullarkey. And you can alliterate with it. It's a bunch of bullarkey. And you don't have to curse. You don't have to say bullshit in front of children. So that's my favorite nonsense word right there currently. I also like to, I'm an atheist, so instead of saying holy smokes, I just drop the holy part. And I just go, smokes! And you should try it. Because somehow it hits a little harder. It's just, you know, because you get right to it, like, holy smokes, that sounds dumb. But if like, smokes! Like, that is, it actually gets people's attention. They're like, is there fire? Is there smoke? What's going on? So you can use that one. I want to spread that one around. We don't have to bring God into that. Okay. Are you still a shit talker? Oh, my. Yeah, I got to dial it back a little bit sometimes, you know what I mean? Shit talking is, but I think it's cheap. It's too easy, shit talk. At work or whatever, you know? You're like, oh, the boss is this and that and that. I think shit talking is good in sports, you know, and in social circles, but you got to leave it out of the professional realm. I'm going to go to the bottom. I think that's where some good ones are. There we go. Right. Every Ming flashes for a season. You guys help me out with that.
You went to the bottom.
It's my fault for going to the bottom. Well, I mean, I'm in favor of flashers. I think I just admire the chutzpah, you know, of flashing. I don't do it myself, but I'm figuring if you're going to run out onto that golf course, do you see that? The Waste Management Golf Tournament? It was somewhere in Arizona. The only reason I know this is because I went to Arizona like a couple days later, and they were still talking about it. Waste Management is the biggest trash company like in the world, and they have a golf tournament. And golf tournament is what you think if the biggest trash company had a golf tournament. It's chaos. And this dude just buck naked, because usually golf is like, shh, quiet, you know, and everything's quiet and everyone's like talking hushed tones. But this is just like, woo, it's a big party. And this naked guy ran out onto the golf course and there was no security. So he just like rolled around for a while. And then it's pretty funny. It'd be funnier than this show. He's like, he practices putt, but he didn't have a club or anything. He was just out there nude. And people filming it were like, where's the security? Where's the security? But they're like, also, this is going to be a great video for my Instagram feed. Out of that. Drag queens are awesome, is what it says. Yeah, I think so. I did a comedy show one time at a drag queen bar. I don't think it exists anymore. It was in the Tenderloin. And it was super fun. But the last thing I remember was being mostly nude, speaking of flashing, outside smoking hash with a lot of folks. And I don't know what happened after that, but the audience was great. The participating, you know, because listen, I mean, folks need to do what they want to do, and I think the more people embrace whatever freaking stuff they got going on, the better. Call your mom. Oh man, right now she's sleeping probably. My mom is great though. My mom is Norwegian. She came from a shithole country. It was a shithole. And then they got oil, and then they got smart, and they nationalized that shit. Instead of giving all the profits to Exxon, they put it into like education and healthcare and stuff like that. But it was a shithole when she was there, so she moved over to the United States.
Hello.
R-U-N-A. And then later when she grew up, she realized that she was a lesbian, and she hung out with this other woman who also moved over when Norway was a shithole country, who's also named Runa, and now they're both married. And it's beautiful. And she's still not a U.S. citizen. My mom's kind of a hero. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty great. Anyway, I could tell you more about my mom, and I'll call her tomorrow. Thanks for the reminder, Pam. Right. Scariest thing right now? Audience participation. What's the scariest?
This took over my whole body, so I can't even see no more.
I'm calling my black woman a bitch.
Is that not the scariest thing for somebody? God damn it. All right, we got Trump, Trump, Trump. I think on a personal level, scariest thing is just decision making in general. You know, you ever have that? Just sort of like, I had that moment where I was doing laundry and I was trying to figure out, like, put the colors in with the light colors and put my towel in. Like, I got paralyzed for a second there. And the scariest thing, because sometimes when you put the towels in with the socks, the little pieces come off and they stick to the socks. And anyway, it's not a big deal, but it was scary that I got fucking paralyzed by that. And I thought decision making is only going to get worse as time goes on and I get older and older. All right. abortion's cool. I felt like we had one earlier that was like that, Pam. Abortion's cool. Listen, for people that oppose abortion, I want to talk to them about this when we're in line. You know, well, like when you're in the TSA line or you're waiting to get into the ballpark or you're stuck in traffic and be like, look, what if half these people weren't here? You know, because like, I think it might be too many. I think it could be too many. I'm not saying don't have babies. Go ahead, have babies. It's fine. I'm not going to have them. I'm not judging you if you do. I'm just saying that in general, there might be enough of us now. Like, we might have enough people, you know, and it's okay if your human race goes on, but,
Last thing is thinking you're gonna survive out here without your black woman. You're wrong. They have attraction powers on the planet.
Might be enough of us now. Like, we might have enough people, you know, and it's okay if your human race goes on, but I don't think we need to, be fruitful and multiply. That was like the one thing we did from the Bible. Like all the other commandments and things, we just ignored. We keep shooting each other, killing each other, coveting each other's wives and husbands all the time, and like be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, we checked that off the list. Let's move on to the other ones, please. Okay. My hand hurts. Can you still read these? Oh, Pam, you got a brace or something you can put on there? Handwriting's pretty good, actually. It's youthful. This is youthful handwriting. It sort of looks like the kind of middle school, high school kind of like, you know, you kind of, I guess that's where that's when we used to write. You know, now we just type. I tried to write the other day. I was like, what the? I had capital letters. I was writing in all caps. And I'm like, the hell did that come from? And then it switched to cursive. And it was just like garbage. So the one thing I know how to write now is my signature, you know, when you got to sign for a bill or something like that. But writing is a lost art. I guess we should try that again sometime. Sorry about your hand. How do you feel about disco? Okay, now this is controversial. How do you guys feel about disco? Okay, and the detractors. There's a meh in the corner. All right, because this used to be a thing because like metal people would like destroy disco records and run over them in stadiums and things. It was like an anti-disco movement actively in the 80s. I'm old enough to remember this. I like it. Because here's why. I'm going to bring my mom back into this. She's from Norway. And I grew up listening to my dad, who listened to Stones and Led Zeppelin and all that stuff, classic rock, Chuck Berry, stuff like that. But my mom was straight up just ABBA, like all the time. And I know like words to ABBA songs that no one ever plays. They were like on the vinyl records used to play. And if someone's playing one for some reason or it's being sampled in a song, I'll totally just start singing along with it, not knowing I know the B-sides of ABBA. So there's something there, being born in the 70s. I think maybe I heard it while I was in the womb. All right. I didn't cheat. I didn't look. You guys, I know. You're like, is he looking? I pulled this one. The best way to die. Man, the best way to die. I think there's two different questions here. Best way to die, like, accidentally or not on purpose, and the best way to die, suicide. I think there are two different ways to do that. I was thinking about suicide the other day, not because I want to kill myself, but I was like, what? Because some people kill themselves. I'm like, that sounds shitty. Like jumping off the bridge. You know, you can fucking live. That would be horrible. That's worse than just regular living. And jumping in front of buses and shit. Like now you ruined. Like, can you imagine you're the train driver? And this happens a lot for train drivers. They have to just watch and they can't stop because, you know, they don't. The trains don't stop that quick. And then you just ruin that person's life. And so I was thinking, there's got to be a better way. And I was thinking eaten by a bear. And here's why. Because first of all, like a big bear, not some fucking pussy ass like a black bear in the Sierras. I'm talking about go up to Alaska, go get a big ass Kodiak, you know, and just, you know, rev him up, slap him in the face a few times. And he's going to slap your head off so quick it'll be done in a second. And then he's going to eat you and then you'll be a bear. for like a little bit until he poops you out. And I think that's pretty cool. Sharks too. When people get scared about sharks, I'm like, that's a fucking badass way to go. Are you kidding me? And we don't get eaten up by sharks anymore because they rescue us too quick. Did you know this? There's still lots of great whites out there. They bite you and then they wait for you to bleed out before they finish you. That's super smart because they're eating elephant seals and stuff. And elephant seals will fuck you up once you bite them. You know, they'll come back with teeth and stuff like that. So shark just waits for you to bleed out and now they rescue you. I like the old days where the, you know, you didn't get rescued. You just got to be part of a shark. Okay. And then ocean poop. Like, we don't even know what happens to ocean poop. It goes down, right? Gets eaten a little bit by fishes. But then what? It's like 2 miles down there. You're in the Mariana Trench. Who knows what's going on down there? That's a good second life. Okay. The grossest thing you've ever seen in that tenderloin. All right. I know what this is, actually. I wanted to make a joke out of this, and it's not a bit yet. But so I ride my bike everywhere, and I was riding my bike through the tenderloin. And ever noticed that pigeons are different depending on the neighborhood that you're in? So, like, I live kind of Upper Haight area, and on the Haight, you know, they're fucked up pigeons. You know, they're not, they never have all of the toes, you know? But then you get to the tender, and you go up, like, Ashbury Heights, you walk up to those hills. They're not even pigeons anymore. They're like mourning doves, you know? Like, fucking, I swear you could do this. I'm not lying. But they're like, coo, coo. And they don't eat fucking hamburger wrappers or anything. And they sit in trees. Pigeons don't even fucking sit in trees. You see a pigeon in a tree, you call the rescue. Like, someone rescue this pigeon out of this tree. Put him on top of a corner store where he belongs. In the tenderloin, I was biking. And usually in the tenderloin, you really got to keep your wits about you as a biker because traffic laws, you know, are a little bit sort of fuzzy. And also, you get runners is what I call them. Just the folks that are like, burp, 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 like right through the intersection. And even though their arms don't move when they walk, their legs, it's fast. And it's always in the middle of the intersection and usually behind a van or something. So they just shoot out suddenly. So you really got to have your wits about me. But this one time, I was dealing with all that. And then in the middle of the intersection, there was a pigeon, right? Dead, right? And of course. And then there was another pigeon. And the other pigeon was eating the dead pigeon. It was eating the dead pigeon from the cavity, like the chest, and it was like, there was red stringy things. I was like, God damn, holy shit, there's something about a pigeon eating another pigeon. This horrified me, and of course they eat other pigeons. I just had never seen it before. I've seen a hawk eat a pigeon, that's fine with me. Something about a fucking pigeon eating a pigeon. There's perfectly good burger wrappers lying around. Why are you eating one of your own kind? And do you know what that pigeon has been eating its whole life? Crack craps. Like, this is not free range. This is not healthy for you, pigeon. Anyway, that's why they get all oily in the tenderloin. That's why they get all oily. They've got this, yeah, it's bad diet, and it shows. All right. Stop for death. Okay, listen. Stop for death. What was that? Stop for death. Well, I mean, we all have to stop for death, right? Yeah, I know. I'm just attracting some dark ass energy tonight. Stop for death. Yeah, we gotta stop for death. I mean, we gotta like go for life, though, I think, more importantly. And we do that by stopping for death. I mean, I don't want to get too serious here for a second, but you know, you meditate on death every day and then you live your life a little better. And I think that's okay. Yeah. Almost nothing worse than maybe living forever. And so let's make the most of Mutiny Radio here tonight. Last pull. All right. Long one. See what it says. I don't know anything about the affair with Pastor Greg. Who's Pastor Greg? I definitely don't know anything about the affair with Pastor Greg. Here's the thing, though. If you're having an affair with a pastor, it's probably a good time, you know, because this guy is probably pretty tightly wound. I remember I lost my virginity to a woman I met at the youth, what do you call it, youth group, you know, in church. So, yeah, lots of people get freaky in church. That's why a lot of people go to church to begin with. They pretend, but no, that's a place you get freaky. And so Pastor Greg, you know, and whoever did the affair with him, I'm for it. I'm for it. Get up your host, Hand Benjamin. Thanks for having me.
Rolf Skaar, everybody. Yay, he's back. He was on a long hiatus saving the world, but now he's back to comedy, and we're excited. Your last comedian, you guys ready for your headliner? He is a gem, a joy of the San Francisco comedy scene. He is totally hilarious, and I have no idea what he's going to do with this basket, but we're going to love it. Everybody put your hands together for FC Sierra. Yay!
For one, oh, it's a sweater. I don't know why I had to correct you there. I had like a long time in my life, like when I was going to college, if I would like carry something that I was reading, people were like, oh, what you reading? I'd be like, a book. And I'd realize like in time, oh, I was an asshole. And I didn't know. But yeah, it says pyrotechnics for beginners. I'm not here to pump this brand. My girlfriend has like 8 of these shirts. So I've already contributed enough to that company's success, I believe. Happy to be here. I am also happy that Rolf is back in comedy. I think that's an honor. Yeah, it's great. I saw him, if you don't know what the OMG nightclub is, it's a very upstanding, very dirty homosexual bar. Like, it doesn't cater to clean homosexuals. You don't go there if you're a nice gay guy and you take showers every day. No, you don't go there. You go to another spot that's a little bit, like, nicer gay. But anyway, I was there at an open mic, and they happened to have that day. I don't know if it was just, like, they were planning on having it right in front of the dirty gay nightclub, but they had one of those big buses that you could go and have like your AIDS test or your chlamydia or syphilis test in that thing. It's sort of like a bookmobile, but for AIDS. But they had one of those outside that club, sort of, I think, just catering to the clientele. And I saw Rolf with his bike, and he biked past there. And I was like, oh, is that Rolf? And I hadn't seen him in a couple of years, so I got excited. And then he didn't acknowledge me at first. He kind of like turned and kept going. So I was like, oh, shit. I just busted in on him trying to go to the AIDS bookmobile, and now he's gonna have to enter the comedy game again just to cover up the fact that he wanted to get his free prophylactics. But obviously it's not that, so I'm happy about that. Cheers to Rolf. Difference between Catholics and Lutherans. Are you Pam? You know when like someone asks you a question enough and you're just like, I take that as a challenge to a lot of things in my life. Obviously, I know that the Lutherans were the people they put the paper on the front of the church. They're like, hey, read this fucking paper, and people are like, well, they already gave us the Bible. That's like a bunch of words on that. And they were like, no, this paper's more important. And then they just made a religion off it. And apparently they don't have hell. I know that they don't have hell. Catholics, I was raised Catholic, so you learn about hell before you learn about heaven. Like, you don't know anything that's going on good if you die. You're just like, oh, you're gonna go to hell if that happens. It's never like, oh, you can go to heaven if you do this. It's like, no, you're probably going to hell. But you could do some good stuff for the church before then, and so that's nice. Service. Lutherans. I don't know. Like, I feel bad for the Lutherans, too, because, like, Jesus, most famous Jesus ever, right? Jesus, most famous Jesus ever, the founder of Lutheranism, Martin Luther. He's not even the most famous Martin Luther anymore. Like, he doesn't even get to have that. He made a whole fucking religion. There's, like, 500 million people that have to go to the Lutheran church, and they're just like, you're not going to hell anyway. And they're like, why don't we even come here? But they still go. They're Lutherans. And then he doesn't even get to have the fame from being the best Martin Luther. Everybody's like, but he didn't even fuck like Martin Luther King did. It's like he didn't even have the extra stuff. Which is, by the way, the coolest thing about Martin Luther King and Gandhi is when you find out that they were also into a lot of sex. Because it feels like it would be exhausting. I don't think about, like, peace and sex at the same time. And they had, like, enough of a multitasking mind that it was like a dolphin. You know when they're able to stay awake because they have the two brains, they just switch to a brain and they're like, oh, peace, love, give me some orange juice. And then he's like, no, I want to sleep next to my niece. Gandhi, not Martin Luther King. Not Martin Luther King Jr. Not Martin Luther King Jr. Gandhi slept next to his niece. He says he didn't do anything, I've heard. He says he didn't do anything. Still weird. even if they weren't having sex, they'd have to be awake next to each other in a bed for at least 40 minutes before you fall asleep. What do you talk about? What do you talk about? Like, what do you talk about with a 13-year-old niece of yours? Like, oh, that's a great birthday party last week, wasn't that? Oh, my God, what a piñata. They probably didn't have piñatas back in colonial India. Or maybe they were filled with something else, just like, you know, despair or whatever. But it was generally not happy before he did his stuff. But he still slept with a niece. Like, he still, like, I don't, it's like when you try to think about what would Tom Hanks have to do for me not to like Tom Hanks anymore. I don't know if he could do anything. Like, I don't know if Tom Hanks came into this room and killed all of us, I'd be like, God damn, what did we do? It's like, I'd instantly, like, I'm going to blame the victim in this situation because Tom Hanks is on my side. I know that he's my Santa Claus. If I could just put cookies, he's a diabetic also. Yeah. Tom Hanks, diabetic. You know, that's almost as bad as sleeping next to your niece. But but so is my dad, diabetic, not knee sleeper. Really, really got off track here. Are your dreams boring? I've been wanting to talk about this for years, but I didn't want to do it. Didn't want to do this in the guise of going up and telling jokes at a comedy show. So because it came out of that hell hat, which is obviously named for that, because if you've ever worn that hat, you deserve to go to hell, for sure, for the death of that fox and for the fashion. That's a double. I'm sorry, Pam. It's a lovely hat. I'm sure you look great in it. But
struck a match to the underground. Industry ignited from metaphorical parables to fertilize the earth. Picking niggas come, trying to burglarize the turf. Scatting off soft ass beats, them niggas rap happily. Tragically, that style deteriorate rapidly. Uncompleted missions, throwing your best known compositions. You couldn't add it up if you master addition. Where I come from, getting visuals, habitual. You're more safe walking on hot coal and rituals. I splashed the paint on the wall, formed a mural. He took a look, saw the manifestation of it was plural. Rhyming while in pair, dart hits your garment. Pierce your internals, streamline compartments. Just consider the unparalleled advantage of a natural disaster that's impossible to manage.
Bitch ass niggas counterfeit the funk. I smoke the feet of the skunk, tree top of the trunk. Moonshine drunk, get monk, yeah. Shrunk. The judge is stunk. I be fucking bitches by the junk. My name Black. You words wanna play in my dirt? Then stop my mama, sir. Free lunch from the church. I come like a thousand dust. Bitch, you quiet at the bus, making the fuss. I got self-love, ungloved the news. Watch a nigga transfuse. 30 after the fuse, heavy at the booze. I don't walk, I get carried. Go to platinum frisbees on my wall, looking properly but comely. I UFO, you right, brothers. The Indian, the soul man, I entered the white man. My grandfather, step up and get knocked right the fuck out. Come to the cookout, dirty bitch at the mouth. You scared? Run around like the plane about to crash.
Yo, yo, the Riddler. Money won't tickle off, we Caligula. Bigger dick, sex enigma, pistol fertilize your stigma. Stink box, order from P. Dot. MCs get stuck on ink blocks, ASR plug to the sink box. Who take it, co-op, take your brain on space warp. Talk strange like New York, great hero Jim Thorpe. How can I put it? Life is like video footage. Hard to edit, directors, they never understood it. Too impulsive, my deadly corrosive dosage. Attack when you least notice, through explosive postage. I don't play, we rap souffle, saute for the day. Rule a zigzag, zig A. Leg, leg, arm, head, spread like plague. We drink Hennessy by the check. I got the golden egg, plus the goose. 80 proof, absolute, mixed with cranberry fruit juice. Dancing boost, I got your neck in the noose. Keep my money wrinkled, the rap star twinkle. Killer instinct, 16 bar Nico, 7